What up, everybody? Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the Lee and Haley Show companion podcast, where Lee and I talk about whatever the heck we want. Anyway, I'm Haley Harmon. This is Lee Cruz. You already know that if you clicked on this. And if you didn't, well, what kismet that we meet you here today.
Hello.
Hello, Lee Cruz. Tell me about your new phone. You've been saying you wanted one forever. I'm sorry.
I went to Verizon because they, you know, were offering the deal for me. It only cost me like $2. Because I had a $1,000 credit or something. So I went ahead and upgraded to the 16.
And then is that a charging case?
And then I went and bought the Mophie charging case.
Where'd you get the Mophie? They didn't have it.
I went to Best Buy to get that.
Nice.
I prefer what Apple used to do. They would make a charging case for the iPhone. And it was smart because it was integrated into the system, meaning it charged your phone up when the phone battery went dead. It did it automatically.
Yes.
And it would charge the phone up first. Well, I can't charge this and the phone at the same time. So I have to uncouple it and charge the case up and then the phone separately. But if I run out of juice, I hit the button and it charges my phone up. And it's a nice case that protects the phone too.
Let me look at it. Let me get my paws on it.
Sure.
Oh, guys, Lee, when we started this show, the company that we started that has the Lee and Haley Show, the Lee and I own together, the company bought Lee and I new phones. That was 5.5 years ago, and Lee and I have both had I'm still rocking the iPhone 11, which is what the company bought us. Lee had it until, I guess, this weekend. So,
yeah.
Well, my phone has been acting up a little bit lately, but I keep putting it off getting a new one just because it's expensive and also I just kind of don't want to deal with it. I'm not one of those people that when new technology comes out, I'm like, I got to have it. Like an iPhone, I'm like, if it still works, it still charges, it's still the semi, I can still do the updates, I'm not getting a new one. Mm-hmm. But lately, it'll randomly turn off sometimes, and it doesn't charge as well. But now that you've got this.
Yeah. I
fear that I'll be at Verizon later.
The Apple products, again, they make it so easy. So when I bought this, the guy was very helpful. His name was John.
Hello, John.
At the Verizon Center, who's a big fan of the show, by the way.
The Verizon Center? Is that a place where they play basketball?
Yes. He hit 2 threes and had, almost a double-double.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes, it'll just clone. So we set the phones next to each other, and it took about an hour. Actually, I took it home. I took him home, made sweet love to him. And it cloned itself.
Well, sir, your phone's ready as well. Anything else I can do for you?
So it just clones itself.
So you didn't have to do the thing where you send it to the cloud and then bring it back down. That's probably what's happening, but you just don't know.
Yeah, well, it's doing it automatically.
Or it's just wow.
So it, within less than an hour, really, I had, there's my phone.
When you open it, it's the same thing, but just on a brand new device.
Yeah, including passwords and everything else. So you're killing me.
You're making this too easy now.
The only thing I had to redo were the bank accounts. Like I had to put the credit cards back in because the bank doesn't trust this new device.
Oh, sure. And that's good.
Yeah.
You're too trusting.
Mm-hmm. And I had to do Venmo as well.
Yeah.
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 Because I had to send Richard some money because I was at the bar and I put it on his tab.
Oh, good.
I've Venmo him money. So
like $1, $2.
Yeah, this is what I felt this evening was worth.
That's right. Richard is Lee's best friend and also attorney.
Yes. Who is living life in a large way. His beautiful new home in Naples. He went and bought a brand new, have you seen the, no, I don't think I've shown you photos. His brand new Lincoln Navigator he bought for that house.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
I saw pictures, he was down there.
And then he bought bicycles, so him and his girl could ride to the beach, but he has to strap the lawn chairs. Looks like he's operating a rickshaw in Bangkok.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I love that. Okay, guys, if you're watching the video version of this on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel, you're getting an extra peek because Lee's sweet little dog, Butter, is with us, and she's exhausted from the Memorial Day weekend activities. And she's laying in Lee's desk, laying in Lee's lap, and has only her little chin resting on the desk. Mm-hmm. Can people see it, or is your coffee mug blocking it?
I don't know.
She looks exhausted right now.
She is exhausted. She had a big day. So I guess it was yesterday. We went on a hike. We walked 5 miles.
She walked 5 miles.
Yes, she did.
With those leggies.
Yeah, from we started at like 7 a.m.
The police station. They got us out of the drunk tank.
And we stopped at Starbucks, got a pup cup and a... which I sent you guys photos because she had foam all over her mouth, and I told you guys she had rabies.
Yeah, Lee sent it to the group text, said, guys, Butter's got rabies.
I have to put her down. Kelly believed.
Yeah, Kelly, our sweet employee that likes to call herself chill, and she's the most non-chill person. She told us, I believed Lee for a second. We're like, Kelly, you're not chill. No. And that's fine.
But then we went to the pool, and she ran around like a nut. And soaked in the sun for 12 hours.
You were there for 12 hours?
Yes. So that's why, well, I'm burnt to a crisp. And she was exhausted. And we go home and out like a light.
Oh, yeah.
And she's still recuperating.
Then, so she played at the pool all day.
Mm-hmm. She got in the hot tub and fell asleep in my arms.
Where is this place that allows pets in the water?
Richard's house.
Oh, okay. Because I know y'all go to like your country club pool.
Yeah. No, not there.
You didn't go to the pool there?
No, I was at Richard's.
Oh.
Well,
because
he's out of town.
I saw some documentation from Nakeda online that showed y'all were at the country club.
We walked down there, yeah, and then came back up.
Oh, okay. So y'all were at Richard's house, then the country club, then there. Okay. I was like, please tell me you're that asshole that thinks their dog is allowed to be anywhere. That's at a country club swimming pool with your dog in the hot tub. I really was like, Lee, you can't go back there.
No. No, but I think that was her first hot tub experience. And
I'd imagine so. My dogs have never had a hot tub experience.
And she fell asleep.
Oh. Is it safe for her to be in that hot water?
Absolutely.
Her daddy's got her.
Yeah, she was barely submerged.
Yeah, little baby. Oh, so when she... Am I allowed to talk about what you just told me before the podcast?
No.
Okay, never mind. Lee was telling me.
But it all worked out.
Good. Anyway, so she's exhausted. Look at her, poor thing. So we had people over at our pool over the Memorial Day weekend as well, and my dogs. Because, you know, dogs, you kind of forget they take a lot of naps during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's... When they don't get to take their naps, plus it's a really active day, they're so tired. My dogs last night, I don't even know. A fire truck sound could go off in the house and they wouldn't have woken up. They were so tired last night, just running around the pool, swimming, not taking their naps. Last night, my older corgi, he will take himself to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he's tired, he'll just be gone. I'll be like, where is he? He's upstairs on the bed asleep.
Yeah.
He's done that for years. It's so funny. He's his, as you always say about Ollie, he's his own man.
Yeah, he is.
He's his own man. Meanwhile, Charlie will, my other one, he just likes to be by me. He's a little mama's boy. But anyway, they were so tired. And so looking at Butter, I'm like, when I left my dogs at home today, I always have a little dog mom guilt of leaving them at home when I go to work. But I was like, all they're going to do is sleep as soon as I leave.
Yeah, she's clingy as heck.
She loves you.
It's great most of the time, you know.
When is it?
95% of the time. Well, when you're, got a sunburn and she's clawing at you.
Yeah.
That ain't so fun.
Yeah. You guys know I got a righteous sunburn like a little over a week ago. And it's
We read all about it.
Well, we talked about it on the TV show. And I think I read and I wrote an op-ed for the New York Times about it. Turns out sunscreen, not a racket.
Haley Harmon burned.
My God. But anyway, so this weekend, finally, my sunburn healed, only after I peeled, of course, which is wonderful. And so yesterday we had people over. I was putting on sunscreen just at an alarming rate. I kept putting it on because I was so terrified of getting burned again. But I see that you were not burdened by that issue.
No, I roasted myself. And I've got... I put lotion, whatever it was, whatever I had in my cupboard. I put it on me.
Just like
you know, I don't do that.
I was going to say, that means you're uncomfortable if you put any type of lotion, aloe.
Well, again, 12 hours with no protection.
My God, man, that's an adult film.
You should have seen The Line.
Oh, God. So the worst is on your face looks a little red, but your face is always pretty tan. I feel like your face
gets blood pressure.
That is actually a health issue.
Yeah.
Your arms look a little ripe, but yeah, wow, those shoulders look.
Yeah.
That was me. When my sunburn was the worst on my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
my bathing suit line. And it's like I'd try to sleep at night the first couple nights, and I was like,
Yeah. I saw today, I love British humor.
Oh, for sure.
And they do it better than anybody. And it's this gentle way of they do it as well. There's a broadcast called The Big Show.
Okay.
Not familiar what but what it is, but they were doing a Christmas special. It's a large audience in a theater that looks like Radio City Music Hall. It's very large.
Okay.
And the host is kind of talking to people going up and down the aisle, and he stops at a lady, an elderly lady. She's a grandmother, her and her husband.
Do something about this dog. She's going to break her neck. Just put her up here.
She don't want to sleep up there. Here, I'll lean back. Here, butter. Lay down. Put your head under there. And he stops and asks, like, her name's Dorothy or whatever it is. She wants to put her head there.
Okay.
So he's like, now, where do you live? And she says, I live in York. Oh, yeah. And he goes, is this your house? And they pop a picture up on this giant screen of her house. And she's shocked. Like,
oh, I don't like that at all.
How do you know? He goes, well, now you love to cook. She goes, yes. He goes, you have a couple of freezers. She goes, how do you know? He goes, because I've been in your house.
What?
He goes, let's watch the tape.
What?
So he goes into her house and she's shocked and flabbergasted. Like, how did you get in my house? He's walking around showing pictures and like, what a lovely family. And she has two freezers. He takes at least
a dead body and puts it in one.
Probably about 8 different dishes. And puts them in a cooler that she had frozen and marked the dates.
Oh, what
like one was fish pie. Oh. He took all of these. And then you see him walk out. Now they're back to live in studio. And he's like, she's like, how did you get in my? Well, I had
she before this believes she's just a random audience member.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he goes, well, I had help from your husband, David, who said he, and she gives him a dirty look like, how dare you let a TV
David,
crew-
my fish pie.
She goes, you took all my food? He goes, yes, I took your food. He goes, now, what'd you do last night? She goes, well, we went to this fancy restaurant. And he goes, yes, you went to La Vichy, whatever it is. And with chef, this French chef who's fantastic. She goes, yes. He goes, did you like it? She goes, yes, it was nice. He goes, do you know what you ate? You ate your own food.
Stop it.
So they take the food.
To this restaurant.
To the chef. All he does, he's not allowed to touch it. He can't change anything. He just presents
it.
He plates it, makes it look great, heats it, obviously, but then gives it a fancy French name. So instead of fish pie, it's, you know, passis dos enfants. And they go, hey, tonight, they've got all these hidden cameras. You see him come to the restaurant. And he's telling the waiter's telling them, tonight we're going to do like several courses. So you guys just enjoy. And please give us feedback.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, did they print a fake menu? No, they just
said this is the courses. This is all we're doing.
What do they call that? Prefix or whatever? Yeah. Okay.
So they start bringing her dishes out. She has no clue. She's like, oh, well, this tastes like, you know, what I do.
She was saying that stuff?
Yeah. She goes, why would they put peas in this? And
but it's what she does.
Yeah.
It's her literal food.
It's actually her food.
That's hilarious.
They go through every course and she's commenting on all of it. And it's not very good. She gives 6 out of 10. And her husband's playing along, pretending he doesn't know either, but he's asking her, what do you think about this? What would you give this out of 10?
Yeah, he's kind of prompting.
Yeah. Then the chef comes over.
Oh, my God.
He goes, did you guys enjoy yourself? She goes, oh, it was lovely. Thank you. He goes, I want you to be honest. She goes, well, the chicken wasn't that good.
Oh, my God.
So
this is amazing.
Well, it was one of the best prank shows I had seen.
That is a genius.
Oh, it was wonderful.
So then, because when you do go to, like, you can like your own food, but like when you go to a restaurant, you expect to be wowed.
But the wow factor was in the presentation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy made it look like it was a fancy, and it was a Michelin star, 2 Michelin star restaurant.
See, so she was expecting really, really good. Yeah. And then she's like, this, I can make this.
But the chef comes out and he's like, he gave him a thing. Dinner is on me. The next day, I'll do the cooking next time.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
But I sit and watch. It's like an 8-minute clip, and I watched every bit of it, just enthralled.
That's amazing. So does she win a prize or something? Or no, the show just ends.
They gave her a free dinner.
Oh, they gave her the free dinner. Sorry. I feel like I have to sneeze.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be you know, what we do in America way too often with the crude humor and jokes and, you know, especially with the modern day roast, which I love a roast. You know, I'm a big fan of it, but
I do too, but sometimes the crudeness isn't necessary.
Yeah, it's
just
not.
To pull off.
Yeah. And wow. They were very sweet to this lady too. I mean, they were hugging her and, you know, and thanking her for her hospitality.
Did she and her husband get divorced?
I don't know. Maybe.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so funny. And what was it called? The Big Show?
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
I don't know if it's BBC or ITV. I don't know who, or Channel 4. I don't know who produces it, but it's good.
See, I don't know what the big channels are over there.
I just told you.
What are they?
With BBC.
BBC. Of course.
Channel 4.
Channel 4.
ITV.
ITV. Yes, okay, I've seen all those. I remember there was all this drama. I'm a big fan of the Great British Bake Off or the Great British Baking Show. Whatever they, it's called something in England, and then it's called something when they let it re-air in America. And there was drama on which network it aired on.
I think ITV is Rupert Murdoch. So it's, you know, sister network of Fox.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think.
Yeah. Speaking of French... I saw a guy recently get served a dish. It was called Hands to the Face. Did you see that?
Hands to the Face.
Uh-huh. Did you not see the viral video from the weekend of President Macron getting shoved in the face by his wife? And they didn't realize the press could see them and was videoing it?
Yeah.
It was like a comedy sketch. So they're flying into... Wow. Lee, you got to see it.
I haven't seen this.
So they're getting off. I guess they're on a tour of Southeast Asia. So I think they're in... I don't want to say the country because I'm sure I'll get it wrong. They pull in. I guess it's probably their version of Air Force One. Really nice, huge plane. They've got the steps up there, the door. They bring the door open and you only see President Macron standing there and he's kind of gesturing and talking. And then you see two hands.
Mm-hmm.
Come into his face and shove his face back. And then he, right at that moment, turns and sees that the door is open and there's press and goes, and waves. And then he kind of steps back. And you know, they were like, oh, dear God. And in slow-mo, and then she steps out. It was obviously her.
Uh-huh.
And when in slow-mo, yeah, it's both hands shoving his face. And then when they go to get off the steps, it looks like he, as they go to walk down the steps, he's in front of her. And then he turns and kind of holds his arm out, like, take my arm. And she doesn't. It's like they had a fight at their dinner last night.
Wow.
So who knows? And then I think they're kind of like, obviously they're playing it down like anyone would. I think they were asked about it and they just said it was like playful couples teasing. And I'm like, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
One of my friends who is French, he moved here to America, several years ago, but he is French and still goes home and his family lives there. I was telling him about it last night and he hadn't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. He was at our house for the Memorial Day stuff, and so I showed it to him and he was like, oh, whoa, I don't know.
One of the dishes that he prepared, he used a French word that just means freezer, like out of the freezer.
So these people aren't French? Like they don't speak French? They're English?
Yeah. They're okay. Everybody's English.
Well, I didn't know if they would know.
It's an English like show. Word.
Right. But I didn't know, you know.
No, they don't know.
They're closer to France than we are. They
yeah,
might know.
But no, they don't speak French.
Yeah.
So they were getting fooled by all the fancy names. It's like frigé, you know, I don't know. What.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And it just means out of the freezer.
It just means out of the freezer. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Okay. I watched this weekend A Perfect Time for Memorial Day. God bless America for God and country. Mm-hmm. I watched the Manhunt, Osama bin Laden.
Is good, isn't it?
That Navy SEAL, Team 6 guy.
Yeah.
I've watched videos with him detailing, mm-hmm. you know, because he was the guy that actually pulled the trigger and killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
But it's a 3-part series on Netflix. It's called, like, American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden. And it details the 10-year process that the CIA and the U.S. government undertook to find Osama bin Laden after 9/11. Mm-hmm.
He was hiding in plain sight in a Pakistani
three-story compound. Yeah, in a resort town.
It was a resort town. It was the Gatlinburg of Pakistan.
Exactly, which you love. You describe a lot of stuff as the Gatlinburg of Pakistan. Anyway, watch it. I felt real. It just makes you feel so patriotic and remember 9/11, which brought us all together, but also when he died, I remember it was that similar feeling where everybody's like, hell yeah.
Celebrate, we got you.
We got you.
American justice.
Because he was never going to stop.
No.
So anyway, but also that I loved in the moment where he said, So, you know, most of the members of, you know, that are Navy SEALs or SEAL team, you know, their identities are blocked. We don't know who they are. So they show video of them, but their faces are blurred out. Except for this guy, because he's, I guess, retired now. And
well, that's, you can still hide. He doesn't want to hide.
Okay, I just assumed he was retired. Maybe he's out. But maybe he's still retired, in. He's quite young.
But a lot of those guys, you know, because they're enemies of America's enemies. You know, who wouldn't like to take a shot at this guy now?
Yeah, for sure. That,
you know, some defunct Al-Qaeda or ISIS group.
Yeah, that's like this guy killed our guy.
And I think he lives in Montana. So, you know, it's probably safer for him to live in that area. It's hard to get there. Mm-hmm. If you're launching yourself from, you know, Libya.
Sure. Well, John Dutton will protect him. Yep. Anyway.
Or Harrison Ford.
My favorite thing he said, and I can't remember which administration coined it. So he said, I'm part of, you know, my name is so-and-so. I'm part of SEAL Team 6. There was SEAL Team 1, SEAL Team 2, and then SEAL Team 6. And whoever came up with SEAL Team 6 said, we were like, what about, why 6? And he said, because if other countries know we have SEAL Team 1, SEAL Team 2, SEAL Team 6, they're going to say, then where the hell are SEAL Teams 3, 4, and 5? Yeah. Like, where are, you know, yeah. He was like, it's that mind game psychology. Mm-hmm. And I loved that.
Yeah.
But he's just... We know the U.S. military is top tier and badass, but these specialized teams are so amazing. Like, just him telling the story of how and the training they did, it just, like, makes you get chills of just, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's not perfect. No system is perfect. But my God, if I need to get behind a military, I am so glad I'm protected by the U.S. military.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom is not free. And yeah. Thank God that we have such... Wow, it's crazy.
Well, they talked about, you know, the air power when we first were in Afghanistan, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was a difference maker.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched it, highly recommend it. It makes you feel just very grateful that we got him and just...
I watched
and it makes you aware of there's so much going on behind the scenes that we don't know to protect us at all times. Mm-hmm. It's not just reacting to a situation that happened. It's trying to prevent it and trying... And then, you know, there's so much going on we don't know about.
I watched a little bit of the documentary on the Thunderbirds, the Air Force demonstration team. You know,
oh, okay.
Those guys are insane.
Yeah.
And gals, too. There's a few gals.
Sure.
It's they do a maneuver, which you've seen, called the Diamond. So it's like four planes that are literally 18 inches apart doing...
This is when they do like the flyover thing?
Yeah, doing flyovers.
Yeah, it's like the little...
And it creates a diamond shape.
Love it.
Their wings, 18 inches apart. Nobody can make a mistake. Their whole mantra is blind trust, because you just do your job. If you do your job right,
you can't worry about
the guy next to you. But if everybody does their job right, everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, with that one maneuver they do, oh God, I'm starting to get a cramp. Oh my God, hang on, Butter. Ah.
I hardly notice. Where is it?
Your
uterus?
Oh, my God.
Where, calf?
I'm a little dehydrated from yesterday.
Stand up.
It's
put butter up here.
Hamstring.
Oh. Oh.
It's a big muscle.
Oh.
You know, for me.
Right.
Anyway, back to my story.
Take a minute.
Sorry for
that. I can feel butter and I can have a lovely conversation. God, I've witnessed you have more cramps than I've witnessed probably every other person combined in my life. Like, you cramp a lot.
Well, I'm dehydrated.
Drink a lot.
Anyway.
Yeah, try to go on after
this
that.
This diamond maneuver, the object when they, their final pass, when they go over where the viewing stand is for the crowd, they literally are aiming at the ground.
No. No.
So there is no pulling out of this. They aim at the ground. The reason they don't crash.
Wait, when? When
they're coming around on their demonstration in the diamond shape, and then they start to aim at the ground.
Okay.
The reason they don't crash is because then the last member comes underneath and provides lift from the air drag that he's creating, which then gives the planes above him lift so they don't hit the ground.
This is when they're flying. This is at shows they're doing air shows.
Okay. If he doesn't show up, they all die.
Ugh.
Because they're aiming for the ground. He has to provide the lift.
Pray to God he doesn't get a leg cramp.
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of times where they didn't make it. They've had crashes. And that was one of the most dangerous maneuvers they do, where the guy wasn't there in time or didn't. So it's just, talk about blind trust. They're not kidding. But it's like, yeah, if he doesn't show up, we're dead. But it looks cool. What is wrong with you?
You're just cracking me up. You act so surprised about your body.
Well, it's not normal to have a cramp.
Like, it kind of is for you.
It is not. I don't have cramps during the day. I have them at night.
But why so often? I feel like all the time you're like, cramped up last night.
Look, I tell you why, because I had 12 hours of hot tub, maybe a couple adult beverages.
Sure. Any water in the mix?
And snow. And then and a full blast of sun rays.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm dehydrated.
Then why haven't you done anything to combat the issue?
Well, and all I've had now is coffee. My God. Another
diuretic. Dry you out. The inside of your body is like the Sahara right now.
Well preserved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
If I was going to do some posing, now would be the moment.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
As I'm dehydrated.
That's right. Shows all the veins.
All the muscles are popping.
Oh, they are.
Especially the hamstring.
That one is just.
Oh, I should have dropped my pants and let you look at it.
I wish you had, but unfortunately, the moment is over.
Yeah, it's not doing it now.
It's not doing it now. I hate it.
Look at that hamstring.
I've had, and I don't know if it's a pregnancy symptom. I've dealt with this in the past, but it's been years and years and years. Arch pain. And I don't know if it's the pregnancy. I've seen some girls on TikTok talk about pregnancy feet and how your feet will hurt and stuff. And I'm sure as you get, closer to the end, you'll have that swelling and the pain and stuff. But lately.
I get those.
Like my right foot, I have arch pain. And that's happened to me in the past. And then it kind of went away because I just started stretching and stuff more. But yeah, just lately I've had, not cramps, but just if I walk a lot, I'll notice like my right arch really hurts.
Yeah. Well, not just hurts. I get a spasm, a cramp.
Yeah, I don't.
And my foot is, it's going crazy.
And that's at night usually?
Yeah, it'll wake me up.
So it's like, so you'll get a hamstring. Do you ever get calf cramps?
Yeah, not that often.
So mainly it's your hamstrings or your feet that betray you.
Sometimes I get a calf cramp, but mainly feet, toes, and arches will just cramp up. The cramp I hate the most is when I get one when I yawn. You ever get one of those? I'll yawn and all the muscles in my neck seize and lock. And now I'm like stuck and it hurts so bad. And then I got to start. You can feel it. It's like this gigantic muscle and I have to rub it out.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, you've never got the yawn cramp?
I've never gotten the yawn cramp.
Oh, right there. And I have to start rubbing because, it's awful.
Where would be the worst time you could get that? Making a speech somewhere?
Well, I assume, yeah, that would not.
You're doing a live comedy show and you like do a yawning bit and suddenly you're like, ah!
It's usually the yawn that triggers it because your mouth is open so wide.
How wide does your mouth get?
No, it's like an unhinged snake.
Gosh, they should do studies on your cramping.
Well, I think we know why.
Why?
Because it's dehydration.
I know. Why are
course.
You chronically dehydrated? Most Americans are.
Yeah. I just need more fluid, I guess, than most.
Will you do it? Oh, you need more fluid than most? I think you need the same fluid everybody does. You just don't drink enough water. You drink it under duress, and that's when you get your old saltwater routine going.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I get some later.
That sounds good. I'm also very into the NASCAR season right now, mainly because I just watched Full Speed season 2, the Netflix documentary on last year's NASCAR Cup Series.
Who's your favorite driver?
Ryan Blaney.
Why is that? Is he hot or something?
He's not unattractive, but he's not really my type. It's not that. I just like him and his fiance, at least on last season. She's just precious. I liked all the drivers, but I really liked him a lot and his little fiance. So I don't know. So anyway, so it was so funny over the holiday weekend. I don't know what is going on with me. I'm really into different sport. I just love sports. I always have. And so kind of whatever sport's on, and especially I like sports at the highest levels, like championships or finals or things like that. So I think I've shared on here, I've been really into the NBA finals this season because I went to my first NBA game back in the fall, and it was an Indiana Pacers game. Who knew at the time that I was going to see Halliburton and the Pacers make it this far and hopefully further in the finals. So I've been watching that. But then this weekend,
have you seen that meme?
I was tracking like those games, the NBA games, and then I was tracking the Coca-Cola 600.
Have you seen that meme?
Which I've never paid attention to in my life.
Of Larry David watching his Knicks get beat by the Pacers?
No, I haven't.
In that last second shot?
No, I haven't.
It's great. It's
was him. He mad? I know that'd be a weird thing for him.
He's a Knicks fan.
Because he's so chill.
Yeah, but he's sitting there on the front row, and that shot, was it Halliburton who made that shot?
Oh,
that
yes, bounced? Where it bounced and went, yes.
Yeah, and they got an isolated shot of Larry David, along with the lady who plays Jeff Garland's wife.
Yes.
You know, his arch enemy.
Oh, you did show me this the other day.
Yeah. And as soon as the shot goes in, they play the boom, 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 da-na-na-na-na-na. And he's like, his hands are in the air.
I'm just like,
I can't believe this.
What? It really was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Lots of games, lots of former UK players out there, Towns and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
NBA. MVP.
Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. The boys. But anyway, so I'm really into that. I'm into NASCAR. I love Ryan Blaney. I like all the guys that were in the documentary. I like now know them. I could not have named three NASCAR drivers before I watched that series. And now I could name probably like eight and envision them and know their number.
I never got into it. I don't disrespect it. I just don't care for it. I mean, it's just not my thing.
And that's fine. It wasn't my thing.
But I get why people like it.
I get that now, because I truly was one of those haters because I was so uninformed. Like, what's the big deal? You just drive around in a circle. I was one of those. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about it. But I've learned, guys, you can change.
It's kind of like golf.
It was cool to just see the behind the scenes and the teamwork and also the strategy. There's so much strategy.
Oh, yeah.
The pit stops matter and when you take them and running your gas and going fast and catch it. It was just really cool. And I just loved seeing everybody's families.
Yeah.
Too. So anyway.
And
so,
I guess you get access to communication as they're talking.
Yeah. The documentary
to the
good.
Spotters and the pit crew, because you got like each team has like, what, four or five spotters.
Something like that are up in the top of the arena, top of the track.
Yeah.
Checking it out. So anyway, I don't know. Check it out. A good documentary can make you care about things you didn't care about. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, I'm going to make Lee watch a documentary about proper hydration. Actually, it's funny you're so burned, because I went for my yearly skin cancer checkup at the dermatologist.
Yes.
That we actually filmed for this show one day.
With Dr. Music.
With Dr. Music. Dr. Erica Music. She is fabulous. She is a dermatologist where we are in Lexington. She's at...
She was great because she laughed along with us.
Yes. We went in because Lee told me one time in conversation he's never had a skin cancer check. And he also never wears sunscreen. I know that's hard for you to believe when you look at his gorgeous red-toned shoulders right now. But anyway, so I was there for my annual check the other day, and she was asking how the show's going and all that stuff. I said, it's going good. And I said, I was actually telling Lee, I got to go. I got a dermatologist appointment. And he said, with Dr. Music? And I said, yes. And quote, I told her, I said, and what Lee said was, you know what? Maybe I should go back and see her. Nah, I don't think I'm going to deal with it. See, I've already talked myself out of it. And I told her that. And she laughed. She goes, he's very tan. He looks very tan on TV. He should probably come see me. Well, if she could see you now.
Yeah. I don't want her to see me now.
Well, guys, I recommend it. It takes 5 minutes. They check you up to toes. So if there is anything, they can knock it out.
I guess their perfect person is what? Nicole Kidman? Somebody translucent?
Oh, yeah. She brought her
that's
up.
What
too,
they
too.
Ever, that's what they want to achieve. Dermatologists.
They don't want to achieve that. They don't care. They want to prevent cancer. And they help lots of other issues, too, you know.
Right.
You know, skin is your biggest organ, bro.
Not mine.
Mine's my hamstring. But anyway, Dr. Music says hello.
I like that lady.
She's amazing. Yeah. But now's the time of year. Got into a discussion with my friends that were over about sunscreen and what kinds cause cancer and blah, blah, blah.
The sunscreens cause cancer?
People say certain brands have, you know, carcinogens and stuff in them that can, you know, whatever, whatever. And I was like, if Lee was here, he'd be so proud of some of these people. Like, yeah, no sunscreen. Yeah. But for me, it's not only the skin cancer aspect, it's the uncomfortability that comes after the fact. Like, aren't you in pain right now?
It's not that bad. I can live with it.
Well, yeah, but why do it?
Beauty. Well, because beauty is pain.
And you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get this burn. I just wasn't
Oh, you didn't go. I'm shocked. You didn't go out and say, I'm going to get absolutely rocked by the sun today.
Nikita was there spraying sunscreen left and right.
Yeah. And you kept running out of the overspray because you're like, they're not going to get me.
I don't need that.
Yeah. I don't need that. All right.
I don't know if you saw what Kelly sent us.
I did not.
But maybe we do this as a bit. At some point, we shoot this. Our photog editor, Kelly, has created a list of what would be the weirdest solo date. That's something you do by yourself. And she ranked it like from the least weird to the most weird.
Okay, if you took yourself out for an activity. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And we could add to the list, but, you know, like coffee shop. Well, I see a lot of people by themselves at a coffee shop. That's no big deal. Go to a spa, get a massage.
I prefer to do that alone.
I would too. Shopping, I've done that.
I don't love to shop alone.
Really?
I really don't. Unless
that's the only way I do it.
For me, if I'm going to pick up a certain item, but if I'm going to just browse and shop and look around, I like to have someone else's opinions. Or my mom's my favorite shopping partner because we pretty much offer each other affirmations. I'm like, should I get this? She's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, not well. Not,
and then same for me.
I don't need affirmation.
Plus,
I know
for me,
I like.
It's an activity. It's a social activity. We eat lunch. We get a coffee. We get a glass of wine. We shop.
Yeah. Ice cream. Yeah, I've done that. Going to the movies used to be odd, but I do it so often. I've been doing it so often for the past, I don't know.
Yeah, you're a solo.
Really?
You almost probably prefer to go to a movie.
I've been doing it. Well, I don't know if I prefer it, but I do it because it's just the way it works. I've been doing it for 20 years because or longer because comedy, I got nothing to do in the afternoon. So I go see a movie.
Oh, yeah. If you're like on the road doing a show. Yeah.
And now, you know, I may do that tonight.
Really? See, I've never seen a movie by myself.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I could see that could be okay. Ice cream, the only way I get ice cream by myself is at a drive through. Like, I've gotten a Dairy Queen Blizzard by myself a lot, but I would never go to an ice cream shop and then just sit there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if I sit there. I'd take it with me. Like, I always envision.
See, but that's
I'm
not really
walking.
A date. Like, a solo date, I feel like you got to go sit there.
Yeah, I don't know. Art gallery, pool. I guess that'd be a public pool. I don't think that's that weird.
I don't think that's that weird. After a while, I wish I had somebody to talk to.
And she's got picnic ranked as one of the least, but picnic is weird by yourself, I think. I'm going to prepare a meal and go sit somewhere.
I have done it by myself when it was like nice weather.
That's odd.
And I like brought food, and I brought like a book and like my headphones and a podcast and like a blanket. And I used it. I kind of did it like I ate and then just kind of laid out for a while at a park. And you'll see a lot of people do that. But we're not going to see you there doing it.
No. Sporting event is somewhat a little odd for me to do by myself, but I guess I could.
I could. I actually think that's very weird. I would never want to go to a sporting event by myself.
Play or musical?
I'd go for it. I could do that alone.
Yeah, I could too.
Kind of like a movie.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. You can't be talking all that much.
Kelly thought, no, it's too formal, but I don't think that's that big a deal. Right.
No, I don't think it's too formal.
Zoo, aquarium. I could if I'm traveling, I'm touring someplace. That's fine to go by myself.
Yeah, I could see both those being fine.
Going to the bar, what's BBH style?
Going to the bar BBH style.
I don't know what BBH.
I don't either. Let's guess.
Okay.
Going to the bar BBH style.
Barbecue.
Sure.
What's the H?
Barbecue brisket.
Helix.
BBH. I have no idea what BBH is.
Now, here's where it gets weird for me. She doesn't even have it ranked as the most weird, but eating at a nice sit-down restaurant. I'm okay with sitting at the bar.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sitting at the bar,
but
eating
at
by
a
yourself.
Table?
No, you can't sit at a table. At a nice restaurant, because It's one thing if you eat at Panera or Starbucks by yourself. You can be on your phone, but you can't be sitting at a nice restaurant taking up what could be a two-person reserve table sitting there on your phone. I'm like, just sit at the bar.
And I think she's got this pretty well established because, yeah, it's getting weird to do these things by yourself. Like
okay.
Pottery or painting, roller skating or ice skating.
Yeah. That's super weird to do alone.
Miniature golf.
What do you? Who do you turn to when you sink a putt? And what do you air five?
Water park.
That is sad. You're in line and there's a families of kids all around. And you're like, oh, tube for one.
Bowling, pumpkin patch, amusement park. Yeah.
This is all. Yeah.
Concert I could maybe do by myself. I don't know. Because again, that becomes one of those passive things like a movie or a play. Haunted house by yourself. That's sad. And then last, she's got ranked number one, I take it. Couples class, cooking.
If it's made for two people.
And you're there by yourself. Yeah, that would be odd.
I'd be making up the best lies. Be like, oh, my husband, he's an ER doctor and he
But what got called a in. Meet cute it could be if you run into someone there.
Someone else who's also.
Yeah, and they're like, then you got to team up.
But see, in that case, I'd look up like singles cooking classes where you are looking to meet.
Yeah, not somebody who's lied about their wife.
You did a couples cooking class recently and raved about how fun it was and
it was fun,
how
yeah.
good the food was.
It was.
Didn't you try a couple things? You were like, I can't remember what it was.
It was a bourbon themed.
Yeah, but there were certain things that you were like, I would have never tried this yet. It was so good.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I loved it. It was a lady out of Tennessee.
Dreams.
Oh, she was out of Knoxville, I think.
Oh, cool.
Because she's got a place down in Gatlinburg. Where you can
in Pakistan,
take,
the Gatlinburg of Pakistan.
Where you can take a class down there.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. We've done some cooking classes with chefs for this show, but like I've never done an actual cooking class just in my life. And I think that'd be really fun. Okay, cool. All right. Well, speaking of cooking, this pregnant girl's getting hungry. It's been at least 45 minutes since I've had a solid meal.
Now, if I slept the way Butter is sleeping right now, I'd have a crick in my neck that I'd never get over. It'd take 3 days.
3 days. Yeah, look at her.
But she's, you know, a baby. It doesn't matter.
She's very lithe, very limber. And also, her head weighs a lot less than yours.
She's a matter baby.
You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me.
But you want to do it.
I do, because it feels like we need closure. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the matter, baby?
Nothing, sugar. What's wrong with you?
No, you dog. Oh, amazing. We get my mother-in-law with that. We've gotten her with that several times. And by we, I mean my husband, and he'll say that. And she'll sometimes remember that we've gotten her with it before, and then occasionally she won't. Mm-hmm. But our thing.
Matter, baby.
Yeah, we'll go, it's a matter, baby. And she'll go, what's a matter? What? What's the matter? And as soon as she says it, she goes, oh,
yeah.
For God's sake.
I made a video of Butter yesterday. That's what I was doing in my spare time as I was.
How did you have spare time? You were in the pool for 12 hours.
I was in the sun and I did it on my phone. I created a little, it's called Father and Me.
Oh, Father and Me. So you're trying to tell people maybe she made it.
Right.
Because if it's titled Father and Me, it's her perspective.
And then I was criticized for the choice of song. It felt creepy. Because it was everything she does is magic by the Police. And then the lyric, is that
the one? Every little thing she does is it. I believe there's some romantic lyrics.
The next line is what I was lectured about.
Oh, everything she does turns me on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too much. Too much.
I'll show it to you.
Good. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I know you want to see it.
Maybe pick, something else that's just like.
It's already made. It's already been sent out.
Sent out where?
To the studios.
VH1. Well, Father and Me.
Father and Me.
Absolutely precious. All right. We need to do a cooking class.
Okay.
For the show. We haven't done one in a while. Let's do a cooking class.
Let's do it.
Let's re-air your sunscreen visit with the dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a while since we re-aired it. Maybe it'll inspire you based on your beet red neck to wear sunscreen.
Nah.
Anyway, tune into the Lee and Haley Show. Our home market is Lexington, Kentucky. We air weekdays at noon on Fox 56. Rate, review, and subscribe this podcast. Follow the KSR YouTube channel if you don't and watch the video version. And follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley.
All right. You ready to watch this video?
Oh, dear God. Sure. All right, guys. We'll spare you. Have a great day. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Till next time. Bye.